game. I'm ready to, you know, I enjoy this right here, but, you know, I get paid to play, not to talk to the media. So I'm looking forward to the game.
Do you watch the NFL Network?
Yes, I do.
What is the nickname that I gave you?
Like that.
That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Like that. Last question.
Yep.
Did you call Brett Favre, or did Brett Favre call you to just talk about what expectations for this game?
No.
That's all I need to know.
Aaron, I'm here for the Barclay breakfast this Saturday.
Hey,
you know. Can you give me your favorite quarterback?
I got a few. The whole Psalm 91 and also John 10:10.
And also, Park Star, what kind of inspiration has he been to you?
Ask your question, please.
Yeah, sure. Regarding Bart Starr, what kind of inspiration has been playing for the same organization?
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's great to be able to play for the Packers. It's a privilege. Bart has been incredible to me in the last 3 years, especially with the emails and conversations I've been able to share with him. He's an incredible man and a guy I'd love to model my career after.
Hey, Aaron, what are your first thoughts on this stadium and how conducive?
What's up, Ed? How you doing?
What are your first thoughts on the stadium, and how conducive do you think this environment will be to your explosive passing game?
I mean, I hope it's great. I hope it's great for our passing game. We played pretty well in the domes. That's a pretty big screen up there. I'm sure Tim Mistey will be trying to hit that in warm-ups, but this is a great stadium, great setup, and we're excited.
Aaron, getting to this point is something that every football player dreams of. Now that you're here after, you know, being the starter for a few years, what's this whole experience been like so far?
It's been great. I mean, it's nice to get out of Green Bay and get down here and to this experience. Last night was exciting, you know, getting off the plane and seeing all the people there, and it's a special feeling. This is what you dream about as a kid, growing up in Northern California and watching the 49ers win all those Super Bowls. It's special to be a part of this now.
Aaron, can you report us to be there?
What's up, man? I think, you know, if I wasn't playing the NFL, I would have liked to be either, in the military, because my grandfather served proudly in World War II, so either in the military or in some sort of sports connection, coaching or administration.
Aaron, it's your first media day. What are your expectations for the day?
I'm just trying to get through the 60 minutes without saying anything stupid.
did Woodson have any advice for you?
No, not really. I mean, he just basically said, don't say anything stupid.
You're doing good so far.
Yeah, thank you.
Aaron,
I think they've won it 6 times and we've only got 3, so they've got us beat right now. Of course. The Green Bay is title town. I don't make those decisions or answers. I'll let you figure that out.
Aaron, what are your thoughts on the Steelers defense and how tough they'll be Sunday?
Yeah, they got a great defense. They're very well coached. I think Coach LeBeau is one of the greatest coaches this league has ever seen. And he gets them prepared every week to play. It's gonna be a tough challenge for us, and we'll be ready.
Aaron, did you go to school at all, or would you even look at what the Arizona Cardinals did a couple years ago in the second half as any kind of reference point for your offense?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that film. That's one of the films that we watched this week. I've seen a ton of film, so I think you got to look at that, but also realize that was 2 years ago. The film that we're going to focus on is more the film from this season.
Aaron, you mentioned that you talked to Steve Young and
said good luck with the distractions. I think that's the biggest thing here is just trying to manage your schedule and keep it as similar as you can to what it would be like in a normal week. There's going to be a bunch of different things pulling at you, stuff like this. Your family, once your family gets in, thankfully, the charter doesn't come in until Thursday. There's going to be a lot of different things that could disrupt your week if you let them. But they said just focus on keeping your preparation the same.
Aaron, Ron just gave you the name like that. Tell us a little bit about why he says that you're like that. I'm guessing it's because of your faith in Christ. Talk a little about how in 3 years you're able to go from where you were behind Brett Favre to where you are now. Talk about how your faith has helped you do that.
I was fortunate enough to be raised in a Christian home and modeled what a healthy relationship looks like and what a God-centered life looks like as well. So it's been a big part of my life. In tough times, I lean on him and my family. But it's been a lot of good times as well.